Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus,
oh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll pick you
Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my ear unto thy testimonies, and testimonies are sworn statements, and not to covetousness. Covetousness means desirous of another person's possessions. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and vanity is nothing but emptiness. And quicken thou me. Quicken means to revive thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach. Reproach means disappointment, which I fear. For thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after the precepts. Precepts are laws and rules. Quicken. Quicken again means to revive me in thy righteousness. I have read to you Psalms 119, verses 33 through 40. Sheep, let us have a word of prayer. Before that, let me just give thanks to Lionel Richie for his sofa song, Jesus is Love. Let us pray, sheep. Our Father in heaven, we sheep thank you for all that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one who attacks or appears to attack me and my family daily. Father, for those families who are bereaved in Detroit and the world, let them read Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind stayed on him. This is what got me through when both my parents went to sleep. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We sheep also thank you and praise you for giving us excellent health and sane, sound minds. I say this prayer in Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day that the Bible tells you to rest and keep holy, read it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. Now, Valentine's Day is coming up. That is not a holiday of God's. God's holidays are found in Leviticus chapter 23. Valentine's Day is an abomination of desolation, a man-made law. I want you sheep, or anyone who's listening, to read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, where it says that judgment begins at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely make it in, you know, so I say that to say this. I want you, sheep, to learn the Ten Commandments. You are supposed to keep the Sabbath day holy, not the Sunday. Sunday is an abomination when you go to church, and it's an abomination of desolation, meaning Sunday worships is a man-made law. It's not God's law. In fact, it's Constantine, Roman Emperor Constantine's law. So I just want you, sheep, to do as I do, as much as you can. I try to follow the laws that are God's or written by, inspired by God. Our reading today starts with Jeremiah chapter 25, and I pray that our Holy Father will allow me to read all of it, because you know how fast I read. Let's start reading Jeremiah chapter 25 at verse 1. It's talking about 70 years of desolation. So let's read. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23 years, the word of Yah the Lord has come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. Hearken means to listen. Verse 4. And Yah the Lord has sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them. But ye have not hearkened. Again, hearken means listen. Nor incline. Incline means, Lord, your ear to hear. Verse 5. They said, turn ye again now, every one, from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that Yah the Lord has given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. Verse 6. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not. Provoke means to cause anger. Provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Verse 7, yet ye have not hearkened. Again, hearken means listen. You have not listened unto me, saith Yah the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hand to your own hurt. Therefore, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north. And I'm thinking here, there were 12 tribes of Judah, and two tribes separated. Judah and Benjamin stayed in the south, and the other tribes went to the north. But Levi, the tribe of Levi, came and joined with Judah. Let's start reading again at verse 9. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, said Yah the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all those nations round about, and will utterly means totally or completely destroy them, and make them an astonishment and a hissing and a perpetual desolation. Perpetual means never ending. Desolation means wasteland. And hissing means, it's an expression of disapproval. Verse 10, moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth. Mirth means joy and happiness. and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstone, and the light of the candle. Verse 11, and this whole land shall be a desolation. Desolation, again, means wasteland, and an astonishment, and those and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Verse 12, and it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, said Yah the Lord, for their iniquity. Iniquity means sin and wickedness. In the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations. Again, perpetual means no ending or everlasting. Verse 13, and I will bring upon that land all the words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. Verse 14, I don't understand why static is coming into my phone, but it is. I pray that our Heavenly Father will remove it. Verse 14, for many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense. Recompense means to pay back or repay them according to their deeds and according to the works of their hands. Verse 15, for thus saith Yah the Lord, God of Israel, unto me, take the wine cup of this fury, fury means rage, at my hand, and cause the nations to whom I send thee to drink it. Verse 16, and they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send against them. Well, I'm thinking now, and nowadays, ISIS is the one that has the sword. It has used against Japan and the United States and has burned a person from Jordan. Let's pick up reading at verse 16. As a matter of fact, I want to go back to verse 15. Verse 15, for thus said Yah the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of this fury, fury means rage, in my hand, and cause all nations to drink, to whom I send thee to drink it. And they shall drink it, and be moved, and be mad, because of the sword that I will send among them. Verse 17. Then take the cup at the Lord's hand and made all the nations to drink unto whom Yah the Lord had sent me. Let's read verse 17 again. Then took I the cup at the Lord's hand and made all the nations to drink unto whom Yah the Lord had sent me, to wit. Wit means intelligent or wisdom. Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and the kings thereof and the prince thereof, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, and a hissing. Remember, hissing means expression of disapproval or disappointment. And a curse, as it is this day. Verse 19, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people. And right here, I just want you to say to you, I want you to read Ezra, E-Z-R-A, chapter 9, verse 2, where it talks about his holy seed being mingled. And to you black folk in the United States of America, I want you to know that You are, we are his holy seed. Matthew 24, verse 4 tells you to take heed that no man deceives you. And since reading Jeremiah chapter 10, where it talks about the Christmas tree, and, you know, it has made me look at everything. All the, this whole earth has been deceived, and we are the holy seed and do not know it. I'm trying to tell you, and hopefully you will hear and listen and read it for yourself. I'm just not making this up. Again, let's read Jeremiah chapter 20. And all the mingled people and all the kings of the land of Uz, and Uz is in Iraq, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines and Ashkelon and Asra and Ekron and the remnant of Ashdod. Remnant is a small group of people. You might find a few here and there. Verse 21, Edom and Moab and the children of Ammon. And I want you all, I don't have a computer. You look up Edom, Moab, and Ammon. I think Moab might be the Chinese. Edom might be white folk. And Ammon might be the children of Africa. But I don't have a computer, so I can't look this up. I don't know for sure. You look it up. And whatever I read to you, you should read it for yourself so that you can get an understanding. I'm learning as I go, and I want you to learn as well. Verse 22, and the kings of Tyrus and all the kings of Zidon and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea, Dedan and Tema and Buz and all that are in the utmost corners, and all the kings of Arabia and all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimrah and all the kings of Elam and all the kings of the Medes and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth, and the kings of Shishak shall drink there after them. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunk, and spew. Spew means to throw up, I think. And fall, and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. Verse 28. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thine hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. Verse 29. For lo, I will begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and should ye be utterly unpunished? Yea, ye should not be unpunished, for I will call for the sword upon the inhabitants of the land. Excuse me. For I will call for the sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith Yah the Lord. Satan tried to make me misread that sheet. Verse 30. Therefore prophesy thou again. Verse 30. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, Yah the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For Yah the Lord has a controversy. Another word for controversy is a dispute with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked the sword, saith Yah the Lord. Verse 32. Thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. And verse 33, and the slain of Yah the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented. Lamented means mourned over. Neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung. Dung is animal waste or poop upon the ground. Verse 34. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in ashes, ye principals of the flock. For the day of your slaughter and of your dispersion, dispersion means separation or scattering, are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. Verse 35. And the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principals of the flock to escape. Verse 36. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and the howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard. For Yah the Lord has spoiled up their pasture. Verse 37, and I want to burp right here. And the peaceful habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of Yah the Lord. Verse 38, he has forsaken. I don't know why I said forsaken. He has forsaken. The devil made me say that. I put it on the devil. Verse 38, he has forsaken the covert, and covert means undercover, as the lion. For their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor, and the oppressor in the United States of America is bold, and because of his fierce anger. We have finished reading Jeremiah 25. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let's have a quick closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debts. In Jesus' name, also known as Yahweh, amen. Sheep, remember to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. You cannot eat everything, sheep. I want you to stay away from swine meat. I want you to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald Eadie. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. Remember, I love you, but God loves you more. Bye for now.